A well-financed effort to enact a constitutional amendment that would give victims of violent crimes the same legal standing as those accused of committing them is back before state lawmakers. The legislature shelved Marcy's law last year. There were concerns about its costs and the effects on the justice system. But the bill is backed by a California billionaire. And as Steve Missler reports, proponents have been working hard to gather allies and to convince lawmakers to send the bill to voters for approval.
Marcy's Law for Maine isn't an official campaign committee yet, but it is operating like one. It's hired an army of consultants, enlisted high-profile surrogates like Maine First Lady Anne LePage, and paid a lobbying firm over $120,000 last year, the most spent on any single bill by far. It's also running paid digital ads on Facebook, like this one, featuring Ramona Torres, whose son Angel disappeared in 1999 and was never found.
But we need to support Marcy's Law for not only for our son, but for everyone in Maine, that if this were to happen to anyone, we have something in place.
Heart-wrenching stories from people who have lost loved ones are critical to Marcy's Law push for a victim's bill of rights. The effort is funded by California billionaire Henry Nicholas, who has dumped at least $16 million in ballot campaigns to convince other states to adopt similar proposals. If ratified by Maine voters, the proposal would enshrine in the state constitution a slate of specific rights, including notifying alleged victims when a suspect is released from custody, notifying them about all court and parole proceedings, and allowing victims to be heard at sentencing.
I already have to do all of this work. The only difference that I see is that we're guaranteeing it in the Constitution. But I'm already obligated by statute to do this work.
Megan Maloney is the district attorney for Kennebec and Somerset counties. On Monday, she told the legislature's Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee that she isn't worried about incurring additional costs if Marcy's Law is enacted. Cost concerns are partially what stymied the Maine bill last year, and they're grounded in the experience of other states that have adopted similar measures. In 2016, more than 60% of Montana voters ratified a victim's bill of rights, only to see an explosion in the need for victim services, such as counselors and administrators. The Montana experience is one reason why Maine district attorneys are divided over the proposal. They're the ones who would bear the brunt of funding victim services if a spike were to occur here. But Maloney, who participated in a stakeholder group organized by the Marcy's Law group last summer, says her office is already providing those services, as required by state law. And if that's the case, why the urgency to get those existing laws constitutionally enshrined?
It's a great question, and it's because the Constitution is harder to change.
Victims' rights have vastly expanded over the last 30 years, much more so than when I was prosecuting.
Bangor attorney Tim Woodcock says Maine's been expanding victims' rights for the past 30 years. A former prosecutor, Woodcock occasionally deals in criminal law, and he warned that there are bigger constitutional issues with Marcy's Law.
I do believe that this, as a constitutional amendment, would not only put the Maine Constitution on a collision course with the Bill of Rights, I think it would put the Maine Constitution on a collision course with itself.
Woodcock says that's because Marcy's Law would ascribe constitutional rights to victims before the charges against the accused are adjudicated. And that, he said, would effectively upend the rights of the accused, who were the focus of the Constitution's drafters. He said they understood that oppressive governments can use the criminal process to jail dissidents. But Woodcock also acknowledged that his argument may have little effect if Marcy's Law becomes a full-fledged campaign. After all, powerful stories of victims highlighted in ads like the ones currently running in Maine have resonated with voters in other states that have adopted Marcy's Laws, often by decisive margins. But for now, the Marcy's Law campaign is focused on influencing the legislature, two-thirds of which will need to support it before it goes to voters. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.